Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. It is a great day to be alive. Put a smile on your face. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. And let's begin now. I'm Dr. D, and I just want to welcome you to today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is radio that is intended to make you shine. And our topic for today, really relevant, the wisdom of pain. And at the core, all pain has its purpose. And sometimes it's really obvious as far as what the cause and effect and, you know, other meanings, you know, that are at the root of the pain that we're experiencing in our body, in our hearts, our relationships, our bank account, you know, and other times the meaning and the purpose of the pain that's going on is extremely elusive, and we're not able to recognize it with the naked eye. And our intention for today's Heart of the Matter show is we're going to dive into a deep subconscious understanding, the truth of physical pain. And even more, how you can begin to heal from the inside out quickly and naturally. You know, those people that have been struggling with chronic patterns of pain, and it really can be physical or emotional pain. And you've done all kinds of things, and you've gone all over. You've seen specialists, you've gone into meditation, you do, you know, things to change your diet, but still there is that pain point. This show's for you. And even if it isn't, maybe you're a practitioner and you're looking for something to bring what you know into a cohesive way of supporting not only yourself, but the people that you serve, this show's for you as well. So I'm so honored to connect with you for the next hour. And I would love more than anything to answer your questions and hear your comments. So the cool thing about this Blog Talk show is that you're going to learn a ton of real, valuable, pertinent information that's applicable for your life right away. And you're also, what my intention is to make this interactive and to give you an opportunity to experience how to communicate with this secret, mysterious code of our life, our mind, our body, through what's called the Lifeline Technique, the system that I developed June 17, 2002, that helps people get to the source, symptoms and stress, pain and fear, and transform it with intention. And it's a dialogue of sorts that is extraordinary. And on one level, you can talk about it all you want. You can be aware of it. The real knowing comes with the experience itself. So I would love to answer your questions and share with you the lifeline. So here's the number that you call so that we can really be intentional about broadcasting and receiving the highest vibration, infinite love and gratitude. So write this number down. So you got it. It is 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. And give me a call right now, and I'm going to talk for a while and share about, really, from the subconscious perspective, the wisdom of pain, and then I'm going to take your call so that we can really experience the shifts that, you know, can happen when a person is struggling, when you're struggling with pain. If you go to my Dr. Darren Weissman Facebook page, it's my Dr. Darren Weissman public page. I posted a video from a woman who recently went through a series of Lifeline sessions. She went through 5 weeks of Lifeline sessions. She was struggling with rage and she was struggling with rheumatoid arthritis, immense pain in her physical body. And there's really a cool video from Rosa. So if you go to my Dr. Darren Weston page, you'll see that. If you want to leave questions or comments there as well, that's also a neat way that we can keep the dialogue rolling and flowing. So let's get to the heart of the matter right now of the wisdom of pain. And take a moment right now and back up and look at your life as a journey. And pain is a part of this journey. Pain is a journey into self-love. The ultimate healing comes from, hey, just love yourself. That's oftentimes much easier said than done, because when pain comes to the surface, it's a real game changer. And I invite you to think about your body as a computer, you know, in which all the information is stored in your body. And you, as your mind, are the person who's operating your body computer. And sometimes your body computer expresses symptoms where, oh, you got a virus. And it, you know, may crash from, I've got too many programs that are up and they're running and I haven't updated my software, you know, to the latest model, you know. And oftentimes, you know, this influences the function of our body. And we just need to reboot. We need to clean up the information, that energy in our body. And we got to delete these old files. And, you know, just like when we do, when we review our lives and we make major changes personally, we make major changes professionally, we make major changes in our family, our marriage, where we live. You know, oftentimes it's so important to recognize that mind-body connection. How your body computer functions is directly dependent upon the information that it's being programmed with. And specifically, the subconscious mind makes up 90 to 98% of our body and our life experience. So your subconscious mind, you know, the fun part about it is it's also called the program mind. And that's why I'm using a computer as an analogy. And the memories, the thoughts, the feelings, the words, the relationships that you have programmed in your mind, the behaviors that are programmed in your mind, in your body, they affect either pain or pleasure that you're experiencing on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, the mind is the center that oversees the activity in every other aspect of your body and in every other aspect of your relationships. But it's important to remember that this doesn't mean that your body doesn't have an intelligence. It doesn't mean that just because your mind is orchestrating all the cellular function of your body, that it's orchestrating what you attract or who you repel, the relationships in your life, doesn't mean that they don't have an intelligence of their own. Each and every cell of your beautiful, miraculous body, just like each and every relationship in your life, has an intelligent design. And it's naturally, innately designed to heal and completely regenerate and be whole. And the universe says, hey, shine, baby, shine. And our divine intelligence is coordinated by either the conscious or subconscious program that are being broadcasted in each and every moment of our existence. Everything, every breath, every step that you take, every word, every food that you put in your mouth and you digest, your moods, your reaction, your responses, the ability to heal in a moment, this is all influenced by the way that you're seeing and feeling and hearing from moment to moment, and it's directly related to your mindset point. And I want to talk about what I mean by your mindset point. This is so important. What I'm referring to is is your conscious mind and your subconscious mind set to the present moment? Are they converging in the present moment? Because when they are, you'll have a unique experience where you're able to be in the flow of your fullest and greatest and coolest, most wonderful expression and potential of who you are. But when your conscious and subconscious have different set points, will your body and your relationships then have the opposite extreme of flow? And the opposite extreme of flow is that you experience stress. And that stress then has a whole unique way of expressing itself in your life. And let's look at the cells of our body. You know, they're orchestrated on a subconscious level. When you're frightened, when you're scared, you don't have to say, hey, mind, oh man, I'm so afraid. So produce what's needed so I can get the hell out of here, right? You don't need to tell your mind to do that. You don't need to tell your body, hey, you know what? I just drank this awesome protein shake. Digest it. Hey, fight that infection. You know, eliminate that pain. You don't have to tell your body to feel joy, to feel compassion, to feel love. These and everything else are all processes that through the divine nature of our beingness occur on a moment-to-moment basis based upon your mindset point. It's all done unconsciously. We don't even know it. You know, the body reacts to our emotional and physical needs in each and every way. So, you know, what our job is to support ourselves, to be present in the moment, to process our emotions. You know, because you ask yourself, you know, I've been doing things to help me, and I've been in so much pain. Why won't pain go away? Why does life have to be so painful? Why are these emotions so scary at times? You know, and an interesting relationship to note is the relationship between pain and memory called immune memory. You know, our immune systems have a memory. And this is why when a person, you know, has an infection, whether it be chicken pox or measles or mumps, they have it one time, and the body says, it produces these memory cells, these killer cells, these memory cells, and says, hey, I recognize you, boom, and it goes after it. It remembers it because it had an experience. It's not the brain that remembers you had these diseases and knows how to protect you from reinfection. It is the immune cells that remember. And we know from this science and fancy word called psychoneuroimmunology that the immunity of our body is directly related to our psychological and emotional state. Pain works in the same way. So, you know, you touch a burning flame, you just do it once, and you're going to remember to create a healthy boundary with fire, right? And let's take it a step deeper and appreciate why so many people get looped into pain patterns. Even when people know another way, most people don't know what they don't know. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know, right? So what do we know? But even if you know, you have to apply an understanding into everyday life. And memory is directly associated to how we process our life's experiences. So the subconscious mind has a natural ability to process what's called short-term memory. Short-term memory is in a moment. And the ability to process short-term memory into long-term memory, this occurs when your eyes are closed and when you're sleeping. Processing short-term memory into long-term memory happens during REM sleep, REM, rapid eye movement. That's when we integrate into four stages of REM sleep the physical and emotional experiences of a day. And here's the thing. Unless we delve into the third and fourth stages of REM sleep, our body is not able to fully adapt to the physical and emotional stresses that we experience throughout the day. You know, so many people, when it comes to sleep, and it's fascinating, you know, they take sleep aids. And, you know, it's like, oh man, I can't fall asleep without this or that. When you take a sleep aid, Lunesta or whatever it might be, it's like taking a frying pan and boing, hitting yourself on the head It might knock you out when you fall asleep, but you don't get into the third and fourth stages of REM, and therefore your body is not able to process the short-term memory into long-term memory. REM sleep, or processing the short-term memory into long-term memory, it enables us not only to heal physical pain, but that's also how we learn. That's how we grow as human beings. That's how we evolve on a biological, behavioral, and spiritual level. Sleep, by the way, is, are we conscious while we're sleeping? No. It's a completely subconscious process. And that's what the heart of the matter is. Getting your subconscious mind on board. So if you're not going into deep states of sleep, fully into your subconscious mind, your body is not able to fully restore, heal, regenerate, as it's innately designed to do. When we rest, we restore. Is that just a coincidence that those words fit like that? No. And here's the big part. When there's perceived painful circumstances, emotional and physical circumstances that happen in our lives, and we're not able to process the emotions of that present moment, that circumstance in that moment, that information stays in short-term memory. It's called a limbic reptilian holding pattern. It's a part of the brain called the limbic brain that's the emotional brain. It's the instinctual brain. It's the sexual brain. It's this aspect of our brain that says, whoa, Nelly, I cannot process this emotion. I don't have tools. I don't have support. People around me don't know how to process. They are all reactive, and the limbic brain makes a stopgap, that it stops that information to go up to what's called the neocortical brain, and that's the brain that enables you to be intelligent, rational, creative, so that you can flow in the moment. It never makes it up to that brain. It doesn't become long-term. You don't learn. You don't grow. You don't heal. You don't evolve. And then the significance is that the subconscious reactive pattern is set into motion until the short-term memory is processed and integrated into long-term memory. And that's what we're doing here on The Heart of the Matter. This is the Lifeline Technique. The Lifeline Technique creates portals by going into the pain and discovering the subconscious core, the memories, the emotion, those programs that have not been fully processed and integrated. And it gets us in alignment with our heart's greatest self, our conscious desires, our intentions. And, and as a result, patterns begin to change. Patterns begin to change actually quickly and naturally, which is the beautiful thing. Once again, you want to see what can happen. You've been struggling with autoimmune disease. Your body's speaking to you with cancer. You've been in chronic pain. You're emotionally a mess and overwhelmed, and you so want to feel calm and inner peace and happy, but you can't, and your life is just exploding and imploding from the inside out. I'm telling you something. Go to my Dr. Darren Weissman Facebook page. Read that. I mean, not only read it, but look at that video from Rosa so you can see that what is possible in a short amount of time. There's all kinds of reasons why people think like, oh, I can't do this. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't know if it'll work. All these different things. That's a subconscious program in of itself that perpetuates the pain, creates a lens of misperception. And the exciting news is that you can learn to reboot and reprogram your subconscious mind and body and the relationships for happiness and for hope and health and wisdom. So you can be fulfilled. And even more, working for us is our natural design, that we are really are self-healing. We are. And as much as this is a crazy-ass world, and gosh, you listen to the news, and I do. I just harmonize myself, so I'm aware of what's going on, but I just harmonize myself to it, because what's going on, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much rage and anger and hate in the world. We, in our natural design, are self-loving and loving and compassionate and kind and whole. That's who we are. And the universe celebrates this. And there are these things that are called protein cell receptors. I love the science of spirit. I think it's so cool that science is now catching up to what's been known for You know, thousands of years, generations upon generations, the barefoot doctors of Chinese medicine handed it down from, you know, one family member to the next. We've got these things that are called protein cell receptors that are found in our brain, and they're also found throughout our entire body. And your conscious mind can enter into and directly influence your subconscious mind and thus completely alter psychological reactive patterns, short-term memory cycles that aren't going into that long-term. You can influence them, and pain can easily turn into self-empowerment. Fear can easily turn into the willingness to change. Stress can easily turn into a growth factor. PTSD can turn into post-traumatic growth factors that make you stronger, more aware, more resilient, simply and profoundly because you had a reactive experience in the first place in your life, because you experienced growing up in an environment where your parents fought, and there was alcoholism, and there was abuse, and there was, you know, not enough, and there were struggles. Because you're here today, you did it. You did it. You did it. So it's so amazing to go, I don't have to continue to replay this pattern, but if it's a short-term memory, hasn't been processed into long-term memory, the brain and body get activated, and those memories then fire. So you can shift these patterns easily. And this is the nature of the Lifeline technique, is it reprograms the sensory protein receptors and via what's called the power center, the chakra systems, the acupuncture meridians, what I call the emotional channel. The emotions run through your acupuncture meridians. I'm going to discuss that in just a bit. There's just so much cool stuff to talk about when we're in the world of pain. However, you know, once we begin to recognize and realize and have real eyes of who we are and who, you know, what our life's all about, there's a powerful influence that our subconscious mind plays with the form of our body and the feelings and the function of our emotional and physical well-being. You know, until we recognize this, we remain a slave to the reactive programs, the limiting beliefs, the negative types of gravity and attractor field that are embedded within the subconscious mind. And in this scenario, man, in love and gratitude, at some point life becomes unbearable. And it doesn't have to be this way. I promise you, it doesn't have to be this way. If your subconscious mind is not in sync with your conscious mind, it's always going to override even your greatest conscious efforts and desires. If your conscious and subconscious mind are not in the same set point, then the subconscious will always override the conscious. And here's the beginning. Here's the beginning. Just be open right now, from here on out, to make a pledge and a commitment to view every pain, every stress, every disease as a portal, not a problem, a portal to our greatest potential. And then use the Lifeline. You know, you don't know how to use it yet? It's a process to learn it. It's my life's work. You know, this is the last 21 years of research and study around the world and putting together over 14 different systems all into one unified system that enables people to heal from the inside out. But anyone can learn it regardless of how many things are involved. My 10-year young daughter, Joya, is coming to the Lifeline training in California next week in Irvine, the 6-day Lifeline experience. She's going to be, her and Connor, who's 9, they're going to learn the Lifeline because anyone can learn it. The youngest person right now is 16. The person who's been around the sun the most, in their 80s when they first became certified in the Lifeline. So anyone can learn it from any background. And here's a cool fact. Our bodies produce all kinds of chemicals, and the chemicals are relevant and related to our emotion, and they're called neuropeptides or ligands. And depending upon your mood has a different chemical. Every mood, every emotion has a different chemical. So if you're in an emergency situation and, you know, you're not going to stop and remember to call and cancel your appointment, you know, when you're in an emergency situation, you're not going to even remember that you have an appointment. Our memory only focuses on the present perceived traumatic moment. When the subconscious mind gets triggered, boom, it takes over and we get tunnel vision. Each mood that you experience is dependent upon specific types of emotional chemicals. Each emotional chemical affects our physical bodies, our relationships in our life in different ways. And one of the examples is there's a type of emotional chemical that gives you the energy that you need when you're in a dangerous situation. You know, there's another chemical that is secreted, you know, that calms you down. It enables you to relax. You know, there's another chemical that enables you to experience passion and love. I mean, maybe you're just taking a bite of like this peanut quinoa yumminess, and all of a sudden your heart goes, oh, and you just feel it. That's a chemical in your body, right? Your body is wired to either decrease inflammation, you know, or increase joy and relaxation. It is an incredible pharmacy that, you know, is capable of mitigating pain in any and every given moment. It just depends upon your subconscious mind, you know. Your body and mind are meant to work in harmony, that set point, present moment. And when we have emotional balance, when we have memories and limiting beliefs, and they're living in our subconscious mind, and when we sleep, we don't go into the deep state of REM, it's directly reflected as pain in your body. It's directly related to the pain in your marriage. It's directly related to how you cling to the past. And this goes all the way across the board. I started with the immune system. This is especially true for the immune system. When you're happy, happy chemicals sit in the receptor sites of your cell. And check this out. This is so interesting. Because viruses enter our cells through receptor sites, the same receptor sites that happy chemicals come into the body and affect the cells to be happy, because viruses enter cells through the same receptor sites, it's impossible for the virus to enter the cell when we're in a happy mode. So the virus just passes harmlessly through the body, and then it's let go of. When you raise your consciousness, anything that does not match that consciousness is naturally go up. It's an exhale. It's passing gas. It just naturally gets moved on. It's so beautiful. When the conscious and subconscious are aligned in the present moment, they have that same set point. Ah, that's when you're in your power. When the conscious and subconscious have different focal points based upon the unprocessed memory, our minds begin to take on the chemicals of that unprocessed memory. That emotion becomes a chemical of the short-term memory, the limiting belief of that environment, and that unprocessed memory takes on the characteristic of what I call in the lifeline a thought virus. It literally becomes an emotional virus. And these thought viruses influence our perception. And they influence our perception based upon whatever particular chakra that they're associated with, and then they directly influence our physical and emotional perception, our ability to adapt and grow and learn. It is so amazing, the interconnection. This is quantum physics applied. That's the lifeline. It applies this micro world that functions differently than, you know, gravity and the Newtonian way of looking at the big picture. When you start to get into the energy world, things start to change in a much different way, and Lifeline helps to bring forth that microscopic view, that quantum view. Pain is a great example of this, as it's a subconscious messenger that has come to tell us that there is a subconscious memory that has not been fully processed, and as a result is producing emotional chemicals based upon the unprocessed memory. These emotional chemicals become reactive lenses of misperception, and they override your ability to perceive your fullest self-loving, self-healing potential, and even more becomes viral in nature because they end up repeating They're reactive. They react. They do the same act. And so we repeat the negative thoughts, the fearful patterns. We repeat the biological process. Why won't the pain go away? The behavior. We repeat that self-destructive behavior. We repeat it on every level. In a painful body and painful relationship, painful thoughts, painful life, this is feedback. You're not a failure, my love. You're not a failure. This is a feedback mechanism stemming from your subconscious mind. You just haven't understand it. Give yourself a break. And when you start to understand it and you learn a tool that enables you to process it, yeah. Pain's not a fight, not a failure. It's a gift in very strange wrapping paper, and it's calling us to awaken. You know, as my dear friend and colleague Greg Braden teaches us in his book Deep Truth, that the deep truth is that we're all one, and we're all on an evolutionary journey of awakening our greatest and most compassionate, kind, forgiving, confident, worthy selves, of living a life that is fulfilled, living a life where we feel purposeful and really, just so right, love and gratitude. You know, most people, they treat pain the same way kings used to treat their messengers who brought them bad news. Kill them. But I'll tell you something. Pain brings us really valuable information. The wisdom of pain brings us really valuable information that, when embraced as a portal rather than a problem, has the potential to completely transform your life for the better. You know, are you in pain? You know, are you looking for a real way to heal from the inside out on a subconscious level, memories, beliefs that have not been processed, and you don't know how to do it? If you're looking for help, there's a lot of different ways to begin your journey. I've written 3 books on the subject. Dive into these books. They're beautiful. I love my books. How I write is how I talk. So it's so passionate. You're going to love it. And they're very practical. I am going to be leaving on Monday for a 6-day lifeline experience. Those of you that want to be spontaneous and go, oh man, I got to do this, come out to California. Join me in the Lifeline experience in Southern California. You can find information about the Lifeline on my website, which is drdarrenweisman.com. It's D-R and then D-A-R-R-E-N-W-E-I-S-S-M-A-N.com, drdarrenweisman.com. You'll find information about the Lifeline certification program. You'll find information about books and other Lifeline practitioners that are around the world. This is a full system that's been going on since 2002. And at this point, there's over 500 certified Lifeline practitioners in over 24 countries around the world. And if you're looking for one-on-one help, call the Lifeline Wellness Center. I'll support you, and my team will support you in the most incredible, incredible way. The number for the Lifeline Wellness Center is 847-714-1531, 847-714-1531. And I've got a very excited thing. It's not on our website yet. Now, you know what? I'm not going to say it because it's not on a website, but I want you to be on the lookout. Actually, those people that want to be in the know of what's going on July 10th and 11th here in Chicago, send me an email. It's Darren@thelifelinecenter.com, D-A-R-R-E-N, Darren@thelifelinecenter.com. Those people that want to know the exciting news, the 10th and the 11th here in Chicago, send me an email and write in your header, infinite love and gratitude, and I'll share with you something really cool that's going on. So I want to now get to the heart of the matter and start to run Lifeline. And I'm going to start to take some callers. And we've got a caller on the line. Hey, welcome to the heart of the matter. Can you hear me yet? I can't hear you yet. Can you hear me yet? Infinite love and gratitude. 262-347. Hello? Welcome to the heart of the matter. I think there's a little pause in between. Can you hear me? I think I can hear you.
Hello?
If you're a caller, yeah, that's you. Who is this?
Yes, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude, Darren.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So tell me what's happening. Let's get to the heart of the matter of the wisdom of pain for you. What's happening?
A lot of changes. I split up a relationship just recently, and it's been quite painful.
Mm-hmm.
And been having a hard time with it.
You know, as you're thinking... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And been feeling it actually all over my body, so...
In what way?
I'm still waking up with his energy, and I'm feeling a lot of pain in my bladder.
You feel it right now? Do you feel the pain in your bladder right now?
Not as much as before, but yeah, a little bit.
Just so I can appreciate that, Debbie, what do you rate that pain in your bladder? 10 is the worst. Get me off the freaking planet. 0 is nothing. I just want to appreciate where you're at.
Right now, probably about a 5 to a 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but you feel it all over your body, but it's especially located in your bladder.
I'm feeling more pain in my heart chakra and behind my shoulder blade. I've been working through the bladder pain, so doing a lot of forgiveness work. I've been doing a lot of forgiveness work.
Good job. Good job. You know, as you connect to this, you know, relationship that you've just recently split up with and the massive changes that are going on in your life, and you just think, I just want you to just take a moment in a heart of the matter way to tune into, you know, what about this is most stressful for you? You know, as you're observing this split up, in this relationship and the changes, and you're thinking about what you're going through or what's happened or what, you know, might not happen that makes this stressful, what emotion does this cause you to feel?
Sadness. Disconnection. It was very intense, and all of a sudden you just disconnected and shut down from me. He didn't even say why he wanted to split up.
Mm-hmm. What do you rate the sadness and disconnection? 10 is the worst, 0 is nothing. As you're feeling it right now, what do you rate it?
10. 11.
And I want you to hear something, because maybe it really is that, but, you know, a 10 means death would be better. Is it really a 10?
Yeah.
Infinite love and gratitude. And I have a question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were given the opportunity for you to create your life, if you could create a day, if you could create this moment, would you ever choose to create it feeling sadness, disconnected, you know, where this relationship, he just totally shut down from you, didn't give you any reason? Would you ever choose to create it where you feel, you know, pain in your heart chakra, in your shoulder, all of your body, especially in your bladder? Would you choose to feel this way?
No.
The answer in the heart of the matter is always, hell no. Right? Go ahead and say it like you mean.
Hell no.
Exactly. So, and I want to teach you something. When you're aware of something, that means you're in your conscious mind, Debbie. In the conscious mind, being aware is the mind that chooses. You know, not everything that we're aware of we choose, but there are certain things that we would never choose. People don't choose to be shut down. People don't choose to feel sad. People don't choose to feel disconnected or pain. Those things are reactive. Something's triggering you to react in this way. And the reactive part of you and me and everyone listening is called our subconscious. It does not choose. It does not judge. When it gets triggered, boom, we go into this reactive pattern. And a whole part of Debbie comes to the surface. And that's the programmed part of you. And if you could reprogram that, if you could delete old files, if you could reboot your subconscious mind, would you do that with me right now?
Yes.
Is that a hell yes?
Yes. Hell yes.
Let's do it. So there's two golden rules, okay, my friend? There's two golden rules. The first rule is not what you want to get rid of, not what you want to get away from. When you set your GPS, you always focus where you're going. You set in the destination point. You don't focus like, oh, I want to get away from my home. Oh, I want to get away from my work. No, you focus on where you're going. When you're setting a GPS for your spirit, you always focus where you're going. Right now, your focus is on sadness and disconnection, and you would never choose that. And so do you know what the I love you hand mudra is in American Sign Language? Do you know how to do that, Debbie?
Yes.
Cool. For those of you that don't, that are listening, give me a high five where your fingers are extended outward and they're all, the hands open. And just bend your middle and ring finger down. Keep the thumb, pointer, and pinky extended. And this means I love you in American Sign Language. Now, Debbie, take this hand posture and put it right over your heart, right over your heart chakra. And hold your beautiful heart in your hand. Just imagine that you've got your beautiful heart in your hand, because inside of your heart is your bravest, most conscious, most powerful Debbie. Your highest self, the light of who you are, is in your heart right now. And this is going to lead you on where you're going. Remember, focus where you're going. You know you wouldn't choose to feel sadness or disconnection, but what is your greatest self in your heart, Debbie, desire to feel right now?
Joy and connection.
You know what's so cool is the next rule in setting an intention to manifest a new outcome is to set our intention as if we're already there. Now, if you were already there, you could say, I am joy and connection. Go ahead and say it. I am joy and connection.
I am joy and connection.
I am joy and connection.
I am love.
I am joy and connection. Go ahead and say it.
I am joy and connection.
Infinite love and gratitude. Every time you hear me say infinite love and gratitude, that's going to be your green light to say infinite love and gratitude as well, okay?
Okay.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What does joy and connection mean to you?
Love, power, freedom.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Are you open right now? Are you ready? Are you willing to imagine yourself in the future right now where you're living the life of I am joy and connection, where love and power and freedom are your nature? Are you open to imagining this? I mean, really imagining it. You're there in the future right now, and you are joy and connection. How does it feel to imagine?
Wonderful.
It does feel wonderful. Where do you feel that in your beautiful body?
Yes.
Where do you feel it physically right now?
My heart.
Isn't that cool? You know, it just that feeling in your heart, that wonderful feeling, just lets you know that the joy and connection is already there. Even though you're feeling sad and disconnection massively, there's joy and connection already there. And our only focus, Debbie, is joy and connection, because what we focus on grows. And let's grow joy and connection. And right now, you've got a memory on a subconscious level that's being triggered. And when it gets triggered, you go into a reactive state. And this short-term past reactive part of you comes to life, and you forget who you are. And then you don't live a life of action and choice. You live a life of reaction and protection. And this is living in your first, second, third, fourth. It's living in your heart chakra. You are very sensitive. I love that. So I'm using muscle testing here in the Lifeline technique. And what we're doing, gorgeous Debbie, is we're raising the consciousness of your heart chakra in an I am joy and connection way, feeling wonderful. And I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Awesome. Now, all of your senses, the way you see yourself and the world, the way you feel, the way you walk and talk, the way you taste and live and love. All your senses are being raised to the consciousness right now in your heart chakra in a joy and connection way. And the heart chakra is all about what? Love.
Love.
Yeah, right? It's about love.
Yeah.
And if I want to love you, if I want to love you, which I do, I want to love you, and I want to be loved by you, I've got to love who first?
Me.
Right. I got to love myself. So right now, you've got this subconscious pattern that when it gets triggered, you don't love yourself first and fully. You judge yourself first and fully. It's a reactive pattern. I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, in Chinese medicine, this is affecting what's called your wood element. And the wood element has to do with trees and plants, the seed of potential, bridging heaven and earth, growing towards the light. Be the tree of joy and connection. Feel the wonderful feeling of being rooted and blessed to grow and change with the season. It's springtime. The flowers are coming out right now, my friend. I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So there's a bunch of emotions in the wood element. I'm going to use muscle testing and count and find out which one is involved here. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 11 through 15, 11, 14. So there's a pattern here of lost self-respect. When I bring up the concept of lost self-respect, I want you to notice your first and immediate thoughts. I want you to observe where that takes you. I want you to connect to the Debbie of lost self-respect, because when she gets triggered, you know what you feel? Sad and disconnection. You know what you feel? Pain in your shoulder and in your heart chakra, all over your body, especially in your bladder. Connect to that lost self-respect, Debbie, for the first time with joy and connection. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. One more time. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So we want to know where this subconscious program of lost self-respect, self-judgment is coming from. Where is it coming from? Because it's not the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is joy and connection, feeling wonderful. It's a reality. What you're going through is a reality. There's a lot of changes. You had to split up with the relationship. The reactive emotions of sadness and disconnection, of being shut down, you know, and being disconnected in that way, the pain in your body. This is a reactive reality, and we want to know what part of you is broadcasting this. Is there a concept of an original occurrence? And the muscle testing says there is. So I'm following the Lifeline Technique flowchart. Is it in this lifetime? It is. Is it conception at 10, conception of 5, conception of birth? For 1, 2, 3, 4. So there's a 4-year-old little girl who's being triggered. There's a memory that hasn't been fully processed. And the memory is when you were 4 years of age. At 4, the environment that you were in was one that was emotionally reactive in a lost self-respect way. That's the way people reactively thought about themselves and each other. That's the way they believed about themselves and each other. That was their behavior. You know, and at 4, your ability to say, hey, all you people with lost self-respect, I'm joy and connection and I'm feeling wonderful and I'm loving myself first and fully. You didn't have that ability at 4. Did you?
No.
And your environment couldn't teach you. Your mom couldn't teach you. Your dad couldn't teach you. They couldn't teach you as a couple. The world around you couldn't teach you how to love yourself, how to grow like trees, how to be joy and connection. They didn't know how to do that themselves. They couldn't teach you what they didn't know. They didn't know that. And so your subconscious mind created a gap. And that stayed short-term memory the entire time. And that 4-year-old, you know how she's showing up? Pain throughout your entire body, especially your bladder, your heart chakra, your shoulder. That 4-year-old showing up in the 10 out of 10 sadness and disconnection. And for the very first time since you were 4, embrace that little girl in an I am joy and connection way. Let her feel. Let her feel. Invite her in rather than push her away. Invite her into the table. Let her sit down. Let her feel the feeling of wonderful. Let yourself feel the feeling of wonderful. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. I came from abuse and a very dysfunctional family, so that makes sense.
You know, that guy who left you represents that, and that's the gift in strange wrapping paper is, thank God. infinite love and gratitude for this gift and strange wrapping paper of sadness and disconnection that almost made me want to kill myself. And that's not you who wanted to just say, I'm out of here, 11 out of 10 sadness and disconnection. That was a four-year-old. And let her embrace the truth of who she is, joy and connection, because from now on, you can start to really appreciate that you're going to start to attract people in relationships and circumstances with joy and connection, that people are feeling joy and connection because you're being true to who you are right now. I invite you to repeat, I'm feeling wonderful.
I'm feeling wonderful.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling wonderful.
I am wonderful.
Say it. I am wonderful.
I am wonderful.
I am joy and connection.
I am joy and connection.
It's my nature.
It's my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am wonderful.
I am wonderful.
I am joy and connection.
I am joy and connection.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Yeah, take a deep breath in. Let it go. Welcome back from 4 years of age, my friend. Welcome home. I want you to do something right now, Debbie. I want you to observe. Notice how it feels for you to be present in the room that you're in. Notice how it feels to be, you know, just feel the earth beneath your feet. Notice how it feels to be in your body right now, comparatively to when we first began this talk, this conversation. What do you notice about that?
I feel more here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't want to leave now.
It wasn't you who wanted to leave it. It was a four-year-old that's in a very abusive environment. And she's no longer leading the show. You are, baby. Welcome home. You know, as you're thinking about that guy who, you know, shut off and disconnected from you, you know, that you guys split up, and the 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10 sadness disconnection, the fact that you're feeling like you don't want to leave anymore, what emotion are you feeling in your heart? Feeling wonderful. Peace is a natural byproduct. You did so great. And I want to tell you something. This is just the beginning. Grab the lifeline with your entire heart. Go for it. Learn everything that you can about this process. Learn how to use it for yourself. And then be in alignment with your purpose, because you are a healer from the inside out, sister. You get it. You understand the chakras. You're very sensitive. You know it. Learn this inside out for yourself first, because you got to love yourself first, and then use it to help others, because you will. And I'll tell you something. Send me an email at darren@thelifelinecenter.com. I'm going to let you know what's going on July 10th and 11th. It's going to be freaking awesome. And I just so appreciate you calling in and, you know, make an action step today. I am joy and connection, feeling wonderful on every day. And if you want to take this further and do one-on-one sessions, I'm happy to do that. There's so many different ways that you can do it, but really jump on into it, Debbie, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so
pleasure.
Much, Darren.
Oh, it's
infinite
my pleasure.
Love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. So we are going to take another caller. And because there's a little bit of a gap, if you called in, just say, hey, Dr. D, I'm here. Infinite love and gratitude. Can you hear me? Welcome to the heart of the matter. It's like a 30-second gap. I haven't figured out how to do that yet on this show, but it's going to come on through. Can you hear me yet? Welcome to the heart of the matter. There you are. If you called in, go ahead and say, hey. Hello. Welcome to the heart of the matter. If you're a 630 number, 247.
Hello? Hello?
There you are. Yeah,
there
Hi. You are.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Well, thank you for calling in. We got a short amount of time, and I want to help you in every way that I can. So let's be so focused, because I'm going to show you how we can do the lifeline really quick and really effective in an awesome way. So tell me what's going on, my friend.
I guess a reoccurrence that's been going on is I keep thinking about memories from the past that no longer are relevant.
And how are they impacting you in a stressful way?
I get like visuals that come up in my everyday life, and I'll just be in the kitchen or I'll be getting ready for somewhere, and all of a sudden memories will be coming in strong visuals, or it's like I have to like reevaluate my past in order to be comfortable in my present, or I'm going to my future.
You know, and when these memories from the past get triggered and these visuals start to come up, what emotion does it cause you to feel as you're tuning into that right now, the memories that come up?
Emotion. I guess, man, it's hard to describe so many emotions.
As you're really thinking about a reoccurrence of memories from the past that pop up as visual and you're connecting to, what about that stressful for you as you're in your kitchen, all of a sudden it pops up, what emotion do you feel?
I guess, like disconnect, fear.
Mm-hmm. What do you rate that fear, that disconnect?
It can vary, but it can go up to, I'd say, like 8
right
now.
Right now.
Right now, as I'm thinking about it, it's probably a 7.
Feel this way?
No.
Hell no. Right?
Heck no. Hell no,
yeah,
yes.
You can go heck no if you want. I don't care. Either way, heck no or hell no, but it's a no. And so you know this is reactive. So if you could choose to feel anything, my friend, what does your heart desire to feel? When you think about the past, if you could choose to feel any way when you're thinking about the past, what does your heart desire to feel?
Love.
Say it. I am love.
I am love.
I am love.
I am love.
And are you open right now, Kelly, to imagine yourself being the I am love, Kelly, that when you look back in your past, you see yourself and you see your past in an I am love way?
Yes.
How does that feel to imagine?
It feels expansive. It feels like choice.
Mm-hmm. In the love and gratitude. I am love, feeling expansive and choice. And this is our consciousness. And this is a third chakra core limiting belief. So is there a part of you who gets triggered and then you go into low self-esteem? I'm not enough. I'm not good enough, if only or more. And it's not the truth of who you are. Who you are is love. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And this affects your water element, so how you flow, and you end up resisting the flow of life. And this is affecting 1 through 10, 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it causes you to see yourself in an emotionally insecure way. In love and gratitude. Hey, write down this number right now, Kelly, okay? 847.
Have to grab a pen.
Okay. 847.
1531.
And we're running out of time, and I don't want to leave you hanging, so I want to do this. And so call me at my office, and we're going to go through a process, okay?
Okay, you got it.
And just call me right after. And everybody else, I want to thank you for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. What an awesome, awesome show, The Wisdom of Pain. I look forward to connecting with you next week. And those people that want to take this to another level, go to my website, sign up for the Healing Circle. You'll be happy you did. Break on through, buddy. Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.